Hi. I think I first should explain why your screen is blank, at least for everyone watching this on Earth. I suppose you guys think that we are all just sitting here teasing you saying, nah, you can't see us. But really it isn't like that. You see, most of us aliens are capable of seeing outside of the range of what you call visible light. This studio is only lit in what you know as ultraviolet and soft X-ray light, because that is what most of us is comfortable with. Humans are unable to see in this light, and your current video technology cannot do anything with signals made from this light. Therefore, there is no image to see. However, we are working on technology that can convert our higher light waves to ones humans can see, and Earth video technology is able to deal with, so that you can see us on future shows. Okay, from here on, we'll just show slides or video. To start with, here is a picture of my home galaxy. Now, I suppose I should introduce myself. My name is Quatrillion Richard Skinsmuru. Most people on and around Earth call me Chuck. I am a space alien from the M81 galaxy. I am actually not much to look at in appearance. My natural state is to be invisible. I live in, well, technically, simultaneously around and within, a river of carbonating water known in my home language as Fwot. It loosely translates to the sincerely carbonated river. I travel extensively in hyperspace and hypertime, but my clone always stays home near the place and time I was hatched on the second moon of the third planet of the star Consmrot. I am in concurrent subcontinuous telepathic contact with my clone. Therefore, it is just like we are both staying at home and yet traveling throughout hyperspace and hypertime simultaneously. I have four parents. Yes, four parents. You see, this is the benefit of having an alien audience. Most humans would be like, what, you have how many parents? Oh yeah, sure you do. But aliens understand that there are many different methods of reproduction. In fact, I bet the ones clapping are also from families where four parents is the natural number necessary for reproduction. Apparently, I'm right. Oh, three of my parents are here. This is Odin Milsucker.
Oi, hello.
This is the Glowing Ring.
Rosa.
And this over here is Sundus Glow.
Ciao.
And they're all involved in the production of this show. Did I also mention that I have 32 siblings? I didn't think so. Well, I have one of them here. Their name is Rule of Britannia. Come on out, Rick.
Right. Is everyone having a good time?
Okay, enough about me and my family. Let's talk about current events. Anybody hear about NASA's flying saucer? Oh, apparently you guys have. Yeah, enough said, I think. For the benefit of the Earth audience, I'll just say, basically they got some things to work, but they also hit a few snags. Sorry, but we aliens are not used to so much dysfunction with our transportation technology. In other news, it appears that back in April someone, apparently in China, hacked into the database of the United States Office of Personnel Management and may have accessed the personal information of up to 4.2 million people. It seems that, unlike other US government agencies, the OPM does not encrypt its data. Wow. This is just not a good month for the US government, is it? In Bradford, West Yorkshire, England, a 14-year-old boy stabbed a supply teacher in the stomach at the Dixon's King's Academy, and the unnamed boy is being charged with attempted murder. Ugh, human adolescence. What are you going to do? Do any of you recall German Wings airplane flight 9525 that was deliberately crashed by co-pilot Andreas Lubitz on the 24th of March? Well, investigators have discovered that not only was 27-year-old Lubitz suffering from suicidal depression, but that he was also declared unfit to work. Also, during the previous 5 years, he saw a total of 41 doctors, including one visit to a general practitioner, three visits to a nose, ear, and throat specialist, and three visits to a psychiatrist, all in the month leading up to the crash. further, it was discovered that he was searching for suicide methods on his home computer in the days before the crash. To top it off, they also found out that he had been seen by an eye specialist because he was having vision problems that may have eventually resulted in him going completely blind. And the whole reason why Lufthansa, the parent company of German Wings, never found out about any of this very pertinent information is because medical privacy laws actually prevented all of these doctors from directly alerting the airline. These German laws actually left it up to Lubitz to inform the airline himself about his conditions. Needless to say, several countries have been and are still working on changing regulations and laws related to flying procedures and medical confidentiality as a result of this crash and the subsequent findings. Unfortunately, nobody still knows his reasons for intentionally crashing an entire aeroplane full of people. Yes, severely depressed people can sometimes seek to hurt or kill themselves, but it is extremely rare that they would kill other people as well. You know, if you ask me, just between me, this audience, and any audience on Earth.
Don't CIA and my 6-9 control project using alien technology.
That's just my guess. But don't tell anyone else because that is a secret just between us, okay? Solar system renowned astrophysicist Stephen Hawking is here. We will be speaking with Marilyn Monroe right after this. Thank you once again. Thank you.